と。
Just hold on one second. Hello, kid. Show. Where are we? Kind of find a place here. Ah, here we go. So we said that the Akedah, that was all recorded in our little phone conversation. We're zoning in and focusing on, and are going to be learning the Sugya of the Akedah. Okay? The main purpose is trying to understand this ability that a Jew has to give his life, and try and get in touch a little bit with what that means. Okay, that's where we're up to at the moment. Try and understand the mitzvahs asay that we have of being mekabel yisurim ba'avah. That's really what we're trying to get in touch with. How do you actually go about doing this? Well, people are running the whole week for this, and they're not young. That's a horror's great. Shnei tafkidim not la ravino al atzmo ila achar shigilu es ha'emes. Avivini took upon himself two tasks after it was revealed to him the truth. The tafkid arishin hal likreis bris ava im akosh bochu. The first job was, oh, I was just talking about you, learning about the Akedah. After Abraham Avinu had the truth revealed to him, he took on two jobs. The first job was to enter into a covenant of love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who atzmoy ki yochid yashlim v'yitoken es asher pogam v'kilkul adam arishon b'chotah. He came along and as an individual came to be mashlim and to rectify that which Adam arishon damaged in the Bria with his chet. Who yeshiv es ha'adam shenivra yechidi l'kodesh baruch hu. He was to return man that was created as an individual, as a unit, as a one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham HaRishon Nivra Yechidu Bishvilo Nivra Olam. Adam HaRishon was created as a one person, a unique individual, and there were no other individuals as the purpose of the world, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, and it was positive because there's no one else. When we walk into the Makolet to pack a bag of milk, there's 100 bags of milk. So you don't think that all the milk's there just for you. You take your packet and you go. Adam Rishon didn't have that problem. When Adam Rishon walked into the McCullers and he saw 100 bags of milk, he knew that was all for him. There's no one else. So everything he saw, he understood, was created just for him. That was one of the powers of being Yochid. That's the Koyach of a Bechor. What's the Koyach of a Bechor? The Koyach of a Bechor is he's the only person who's ever going to be the only child of the parents.
And when his wife was made, how do you know that it was him?
She was a different Bria. She was a different creature. She was a part of him. She wasn't a separate entity to him. They were created one. Adam and Chava were one. It's not a posture that women have free will. I'm not going into that now. That's the different subject. Serious? In that level, I'm not saying today.
Right.
Today, women have Bechira because there's no pure male and female in the world.
Right.
The same way as okay. I'm not going into that subject now.
But there's only one woman. There's only women who exist in every world.
There was a creature called Adam. Adam was male and female.
Right.
Hashem took out of Adam this thing called Chava, but she was part of Adam. Right. Adam Rishon did what he did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away means he lost. Adam Rishon lost, so to speak, that uniqueness that was for him was created. The world was not created for him anymore because he blew it. Avraham Avinu came along and offered to give back a Kosh Baruch Hu, that unique individual that the world was created for. And he was the one that entered into a covenant with a Kosh Baruch Hu, covenant of love. Point number one. Avraham Avinu is coming to do what Adam Rishon didn't get done. Echad haya Avraham. Avraham Avinu nasa kiviyochel echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu? He was echad. Unique. One. וכך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא בשעה שירד לצלס אבל מקיף שונה איש. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא said, the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that when הקדוש ברוך הוא came to save Avram from the burning fires of Nimrod, he said, אני יוחיד בעולמי ואברהם יוחיד בעולמי. I'm unique, I'm one in my world, and Avram's unique, one in his world. It's fitting that a yochid, a one person, should save a one person. No, they belong to the same club, so they kind of got to look out for each other. It's like a little bit of comradeship here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol hayu levado. Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke, he's alone. Right? It's interesting that the English word alone is all one. Don't know if there's anything in that. Okay. Alone means all one. That's what alone is. You're all one. When you're alone. Because why? Because there's only one of you, not two of you. Ainish Doris is Elokim b'kol abriya. Abraham Avinu gam hu amad levado mu kol oivdei alilim b'shamo ilam. Abraham Avinu is also alone. He's staying on one side. Abraham is over. He was over. He was on one side, and the whole world was against him. He was also alone, so to speak. Kashul levado yichidi. He was alone. He was unique, alone. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yared latzino mekiv shanayish v'shneim nikshoru yachad b'bris ava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu came down and saved him from the kiv shanayish, and they bound them, each other in love, in a covenant of love. Ein lan nasoga kol shul ma hayochotel shelanu rishon. We don't have the foggiest idea about what Adam Rishon's sin was, how he did it, where, how he came to do it. When he was so posh and horrible, he was the Malachim wanted to daven to him. He was hanging out and living in a world that we daven to today, whatever that means. It says he was living in the Yud Kei Vavka. We don't know what any of this means. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't understand the Chet. The Pshatim we understand, we try what we can, but at the end of the day we realize we know what we're talking about. Ach, however, כפי שלימדנו חכמנו חז"ל, אני לומד מכל עניין גבוה. רם וניסו את המסקנות הנוגעות לנו. Nevertheless, we're not potter from understanding what we need to understand. If we know about Adam Rishon, what he did, then it means we have to learn something from it. What's relevant to us? We have to take out of this what's relevant to us. What we can't understand, we can't understand. It's not relevant to me, but what I can, I've got to get out of it. מערכת הטבע היא מערכת מסודרת. If you look at the physical, the natural marechet, the system, the structure, okay, it's a very well ordered system that Hakadosh Baruch Hu orders for the whole world. Everything has its place, everything's very well organized for everybody. This system is a hybrid. It's a murkav of many, many different causes and effects. Mashmois hadvarim, he shekol dover bebriya muchrachu b'maisiv inyanov. It's fairly straightforward that everything in the world is muchrach. That means it has to be there, because if it didn't have to be there, Hashem wouldn't have put it there. Okay, and it's in all its actions, in all its details, in all its actions, everything that's going on in the world has to be the way it is. Right? But when Hashem put it there, so Hashem just. Throw a few more leaves on the tree, you know, a little bit more dust, whatever, you know, so there'll be five more flies, five less flies. If Hashem made a fly, it's because that specific fly has a purpose. We don't see it, we don't understand why that leaf had to fall off that tree specifically there. But if Hashem did it, then. You understand? Is this posher to you? It's hard to be masik, because Hashem's hard to be masik, but if you think that things are just kind of like happening by chance, you're in a lot of trouble.
What if those things lead to things that you wouldn't think?
We might not understand why they had to do that, but Alem Achshav explained that Tchis Amazim would understand why everything had to be the way it had to be. You don't understand why every leaf fell off a tree when it did, how it did, exactly why so many stars, blah, 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 one star less, one star more, you think it will make a difference? Yeah, critical difference, otherwise Hashem would have created it. It's Be'achrach, it has to be there.
Everything.
There's nothing, not a molecule, not a. It has to be that way. Otherwise, Hashem, there's something wrong in your definition of Hashem. Yeah.
That's what fighting against, aren't they? point. Mikra bederech, the whole.
There's nothing that doesn't happen without Hashem's intervention. And if it's Hashem, then it's cheshbon the way Hashem makes a cheshbon. It's made and built the way Hashem makes it. So these washing, as a kid used to take apart like stuff around the house. You put it back together and you're stuck with like three screws, you know where they go, you know. You ever happened to you? It's a well-known thing. I mean, kids know that, you know. Yeah, it happens all the time, right? And the thing works fine. I said, what are the three screws for? Assume you don't have three screws. If there are three screws on there, it doesn't work fine. You might not understand that it's not working fine. You might think, because everything will be fine. That's because we don't understand. But with Hashem, if there's an extra screw, you better find where it goes, because it doesn't just, he didn't just stump make a screw for nothing.
So then he knows our whole lives ahead of us. So
he knows everything.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing to understand about free choice.
The Rambam
no
himself,
what you do.
The Rambam had this problem as well. Him and the Rav, the Rambam himself said we can't.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you can ever get past it. You can't carry on like that.
Why?
Knowing that everything is just
going to
be how it is.
No. You have Bechira. Hold on a second.
You don't have Bechira.
You do. Whoa, gentlemen, I'm not going to the subject now of whether Bechira or not. Then I'm happy to discuss with you. That's time for before. That's not for this class. Just take it as a given for now, okay? That we have Bechira, okay? And Hashem knows everything, and that's a contradiction we can't understand. And it's bothered greater minds than yours and mine. It bothered the Rambam. Yeah. It bothered the Rambam. The Rambam was a seriously, intelligent human being. He was and it just bothered him. So if you bothered, you're in good company. It bothers everybody. The Rambam wrote a whole sefer on this called the Shmoneh Prochim. It's his Akdama to Pirkei Avos. This is big stuff. Yeah. But we do have Bechira. The whole first part of the sefer goes into that in an enormously beautiful way. That was what Adam Rishon didn't believe. He didn't believe he had Bechira, and that's why some of the fortunes say he did what he did. He wanted to know, do I really have Bechira? It means I have Bechira even to go against Hashem's will. Bechira means I can do whatever I want. Not whatever I want, I can choose to do something that goes against the Rotzon Hashem. You understand that that's philosophically very difficult.
Yeah.
Because if the whole of Bria is the Rotzon Hashem, then doing something against the Rotzon Hashem means you just stepped out of reality. But you're still, yeah. How do you do that? Those are the problems of Bechira. And all of them went through testing this Nakuda. Do I really have Bechira? It's an age-old question. It's an Orachaim HaKadosh. It's in every to be a free Jew, you've got to confront the subject of Bechira. But now is not definitely not the time. There's different definitions of Bechira. It's a whole sugya. So you've got to manage, get your kishkas into it. Remind me after, they'll give you some Arma Koymas. Go learn it. Look it up. But it's nice to be bothered by something that you know has been bothering great, great, great minds. But you know you're the right sugya. The Rambam says we can't understand it. The Rav got mad. He says that's not the Rechokhma. You don't ask questions, you can't answer. Da da da. The Rav gives his answer. The Rambam in the Shmoneh Prochim gives his answers. And it's a whole tumult on this subject. You have to. If you don't have Bechira, then the whole Torah becomes irrelevant. Rachman al Islam. It's totally irrelevant. And if we have Bechira, it raises humongous kashas. Do we really have Bechira? If we really have Bechira, then it makes Hashem, there's a certain point in the world where Hashem is not all powerful. That means I can harm somebody even though Hashem doesn't want him to be harmed. If I really have Bechira. That's not so passionate. Okay. There was a Tetzis first year that he gave me when he was here last time. He went into the Sugya. Go, not passionate, all these Sugyas. Sorry here. How do we get on to this? Okay, let's go back to
it.
So that everything is muhrach. Everything is muhrach. Yeah. Oh, very good. Everything. Oh, mareches atemeh hi mareches musideres, that the world is ordered and everything's in place. Mareches zu mukovas misibus umesovim, it's made up of all different things. Mashmois atvorim hi, the inference of everything is that kol dova habriya muhrachu b'maisa binyanov, hu nosim b'misgeres kavur mibli yecholet linatek mimenu. It's given over, that it's a permanent kind of misgeret that's impossible to detach from it. And it continues to function out of a cause that is forcing it to do what it's doing. Whatever this means, I'm not too sure. In Nakach Ludugma is Balechai. It's giving an example, I think it makes this a bit clearer. Why do I have to suffer because they want to have another air conditioner? You know?
And I told
No, we just opened the door and you go by it. Okay. In Machal Dugma is Balechaim, it's Torah Shvapi, we shouldn't let it. I mean, the Torah is written down to help us, not to harm us. So we have to learn Balpe, that's all. In Machach Dugma is Balechaim. Let's look at the animals. Haim Oichim, they eat, Shaisim, drink. Purim Verovim, and they have children. They pre-reviewing. Ulam Kola Purim Sa'elu. Nasos Etzlam Etek Hechra. Why do they do it? It's out of instinct, it's out of force. They don't sit there deciding now, you know, how many kids should we have? You know, the lion meets the lioness there in the safari park, and they get married, and they decide, what kind of family do we want to raise? You know, how much entertainment do we want to give the tourists? You know, do we have a big family, then there'll be more lions. You know, less. Because it's just, that's what they do. You know, they don't sit there. The sun doesn't come up because of kind of like thought, maybe I'll come up today, maybe I won't. But it comes up, that's what it does. Hagosha ha'ra'ev machricho es balacham l'torach ha'mazayna. The feeling of hunger forces him to go look for food. Naniach she'bal chai zeh toilef bal chayecha. Ein v'shusha shela nitrav shelo letaref. Ein v'yara shela toilef shelo litrav. This animal's hungry, so what does it do? It goes up there and it grabs a deer or whatever, yeah? He had to eat the deer, and the deer had to be eaten. The deer that was being eaten couldn't decide not to be eaten, and the deer that and the lion that was eaten couldn't decide not to eat. That's the way things work. Mukhrach. Zuma recha sugura. It's a closed system. Bokola bring poilu mikoyach sibur mesaviv. Hadachav hativi moichel maniota. The pressure to natural pressure to eat is what drives them. That's what drives them. The instinct. Tachem pnei adorim amayse v'kol prat v'prat v'briya. That's every detail and detail of what that was. Af echad min avrim. There's an exception to this rule. Any yochel etzeit mi af echad. Sorry, no. Aspect of the bria can remove itself from the system, except one person, me. Mevada Adam shuhu neze habria. He's the crown of creation. Rak loy nitein mimereimim koyach habechira lifchor ben tov leroh. Only he was given a thing called bechira to choose between good and bad. Kana leila laavchin. B'nakuda chashuva. Here we have to just understand a very important point. Koyach habechira shenitan la'adam ain kavanasei lebechira ben oichel chamutz lematok. We're not talking about whether you eat sushi or tuna salad. That's all we're talking about bechira. You have chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream. It seems there's some sources that say that even animals have that ability to do that. Zu eini bechira. That's not bechira. Zut eide betoich marechas hateva b'yavad. That's a eide means here. It's a I want to use the word drive. It's not a drive. It's like an inclination. It's a tendency within the natural system. Hadachaf hativi lo'ev matok. Maybe it's Adam before the matok. There's a thing in the natural world that makes sugar taste nice and that you like sugar, so that makes you drive off to something sweet. You have this like chocolate binge, you know, because there's something going on inside of you that kind of makes, if sugar was made in the natural world to taste horrible, no one would eat it. Hashem made it, so that's why you go after it. You're not sitting there in a bechira choosing to eat sugar. You try to get to that. Lo hu b'chol b'kach hu manoah l'day asidu shekod malakach. He's being driven by a cause which comes before this. Why did you choose to eat chocolate? Because before that there's a natural tendency to like something that's sweet. But not choosing to eat chocolate.
So Rav, why would you ever want him?
One second. Habechira hachofshis hina shoyna l'chalotin v'ois nival hale. We're going to put the next piece into the puzzle. Yeah, it's not an easy cipher, eh? It's like this lucky Gemara. We first try to understand how you go about makabel the mitzvah of being makabel avav yisurim. In order to do that, we have to understand the akedah. In order to understand the akedah, you have to understand the chira. to understand Bechira, we'll have to understand it, and then we'll all tie back together again. Mahi Bechira Chofshis Amitis. Have you ever tried to learn the Sugya of Bechira to understand what it really is? It's a killer Sugya. Killer Sugya. So many machalikasim and stiras and contradictions and erudesli who goes into this mamash like nobody else does, got different levels. And let's try and see what we can come out with here. What was your question?
What do you mean that you should want to choose to have chocolate even if it was sour?
No, I didn't say that.
You said you just want to choose sweet sour.
You choose to eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Not because you're choosing to eat chocolate. You're choosing to eat chocolate because there's a pre-existing cause, yeah, that says sweet things taste nice.
What if you're hungry and you just want something and you decide?
So there's a pre-existing cause called hunger that makes you go after something.
You mean to say when you're not hungry, you just choose to have it, not because it's nice or anything, just because you want chocolate?
That's bechira. Bechira, we'll see slowly. So that we have to define bechira. We've defined what not Bechira choice is. Not Bechira choice is there's a pre-existing cause which makes me choose something, not because I really want this thing, but just because there's pre-existing cause choosing me to take this. That's just, we'll have to see. I mean, we'll have to see. It depends on the Bechira Chofshit. Free will means it's free of all pre-existing causalities. Let's see what that means, what that looks like. I promise you, you're not going to get the Sugya Bechira clear in 1.5 pages here. Big, big sugars. Bechira Amitis, here we go. How much did you pay to know this? Pirusho Pe'ilot Neged Hergesh Hatevi. It is Pe'ilot, it is actions, what's the word? Pe'ilot is doings, dealings, functionings that go against the natural tendencies that we have. When a person desires to eat, the natural drive, the push to eat, is what drives him to eat. Therefore, if he would stop himself, restrain himself from eating, he's choosing. Again, a person has a natural tendency to eat, he's hungry, right? So what does he do? He reaches out for the first banana he can find and eats it. What would be if in that moment of extreme hunger he would hold back his hand and say, I'm not going to eat? It's Tisha B'Av. It's Yom Kippur. He's starving. He comes home at lunchtime to feed his children, because there's a chmitzis, I said, a rice to make sure your children are fed. Yeah? And the delicious chvais, whatever he's feeding the children, and he says, no, I'm not going to eat. Not going to eat. It's Yom Kippur. Or it's not Yom Kippur. He's working on whatever he's working on, yeah? He's working on not reaching out for the first thing he sees to eat. He's working on, no, I'm not going to eat. He's Isaac in the Avodah Zorah of dieting. So he chooses not to eat. That's Bechira. He detaches himself from all the natural tendencies and the system of causes and effects that surround him, and he chooses not to eat. An animal can't do this. I don't know what an avos is. And he finds himself next to this thing, whatever it is, he boys, whatever he eats. An animal can't withdraw himself from this pu'ula. Akosh Bochu Aniach is Adam Arishon Gan Eden. Akosh Bochu placed man in Gan Eden. V'tziva alav shelo leichel meitz hadas. And he asked him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Not asked him, commanded him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't remove from him the ability to eat from Eitz Hadas. What he revealed to him was, I don't want you to. He didn't say you can't. If Hashem says to you don't, he means you actually can. You understand? If a Kosh Baruch says to you, don't eat Chazer, he's not telling you you can't. He just told you, You can if you want to. I'm asking you not to. If a Kosh Baruch Hu asks you to do something or not to do something, it means you can. Otherwise, what's he telling you? Don't eat chaza. I couldn't even if I wanted to. What kind of law tasa is that? If Hashem's telling you don't do something, it means you can't do it.
So I don't understand why you get punished for it.
Because you chose not to. Hashem says, I want you to do it, and if you do it, you're going to get punished. You knew the rules, you signed the contract. Hashem says to Adam Rishon, I don't want you to eat from the Eitzadas. You know, we just told Adam Rishon, you can eat from there if you want. It's your choice.
But it's not.
It is. You're Bechira.
Still, it's not. Because you're still going to get punished.
You get punished. You should have choice.
Yeah, but...
You have choice. And you have choice to get punished. Not to get punished. Adam Rishon, you have the choice to eat from the Eitzadas and crash the world down into 6,000 years of who knows what. And he did it because he had his cheshbonus. That might have been wrong. Whatever. I don't want to go into that. Or he could have chosen not to and brought the world to fulfillment the way it was supposed to be. But you understand that a kudya that I'm trying to get across. If Hashem tells you don't do something, it means you can. Otherwise he wouldn't have told you not to do it. And when Hashem tells you to yes, do something, okay, it means you can do it. Otherwise he wouldn't have told you to do it. Now that's impossible, it's much too hard. You can't love every Jew. I mean, love, you know, that's like a, Hashem says you can love every Jew, it means you can love every Jew. It means you actually can do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked you to do it. It means you can choose not to as well. If Hashem asks you to do something, you must be able to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked you to do it. You're not playing games here. You can close the door, Josh. Sorry. Habe Mafrim, and it says there are many disturbances, many things that come to disturb us. It's unbelievable. No, if you look at it, it's made. Okay? Like when Zeri gave his first share, as he said, I had to give share, the lights went off. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, we must be doing the right thing. He said, as I start giving share, the sun switches off the lights. He means he doesn't want us to be here learning. It must be doing the right thing. If it does easy and it does smooth, why is the sultan so happy about me doing this? If there's no resistance to what you're doing, you better be careful, you may be doing the wrong thing. All he revealed to him was, it's my desire that you shouldn't eat from the tree. But he presumed it. But Yonushal Adam Rishon, Noisera Bechir Chofshis. Haim lishmoy b'koil Hashem or lo? Adam Rishon now has a bechira. Does he listen to the koil Hashem or not? Sounds poshut, right? What's the question? Adam Rishon nitzel es koyach habechira shaloi. Adam Rishon grabbed hold of his koyach habechira. V'ishtamish bo b'kivun halo nachon, and he chose the wrong path. Hu b'chol le'achum etzadas. He chose to eat from the etzadas.
Humbled.
Yeah, it's like
subdued.
Yeah, it's like
succumbed.
I don't know. I've asked my children often, how do you translate this word? I've never got a real clear. It's a sort of like a submission, a submitting, some kind of a humbling or whatever. Ki nechma da eitz lemore v'ki ta'ave hu le'enayim. It was said about this natural world that Amrish was supposed to withhold himself from, that he couldn't, that he mamash was succumbed, submitted to it or whatever. Ki nechma da eitz lamora, the eitz was nechmad, was chamud, was beautiful to see. The kitav hulanaim, and it was almost sort of like lustful, it was attracted the eyes. He didn't elevate himself above this natural system of cause and effect, which we're supposed to do. Rather, he put himself into the system. That's the mistake he made. He had the ability to elevate himself out of the system by not eating what his natural drives and tendencies would have told him to do. Yeah? Instead, he chose to put himself into the system. Let's see what
this is. That would have left him in Galilee forever, right?
Huh?
That would have left him in Galilee forever. He chose not to go into the system. The system is involved in the Khan. The system is going into this world.
That's what he did. He put himself
right
into the
system. If he hadn't done that, then he would have been it. Then he would.
That would have been Mashiach. That would have been it. He would have fulfilled the purpose of creation. We would have gone out.
In 2 seconds.
Yeah, that would have been it. He had one mitzvah. That was the mitzvah. And he got it right. That would have been it.
So it's not weird that if someone created the world just so they could do it for that moment, and then Mashiach comes and it's all over?
You don't know what that means.
I mean, that's just crazy.
But they created it. Okay, so there's many opportunities for Mashiach to come. I mean, blow
it. Even before we were out, he could have done it.
Adam should have done it on his own, yeah. He didn't. Now, Abraham didn't come along and had to do it.
Right. Does that mean then that he was never meant to do it in
the Arizal, Rav Yaakov Hill showed us once, Moedik Arizal, but once again, we don't understand what this means, and I don't like speaking about this too much, because we really don't know what it means. But he spoke about it in his Monday night shiur, where there were a lot of less experienced people there, so I take the liberty of maybe just mentioning this Nakuda. But if you think you understand this, okay, you're in a lot of trouble. You have to know before I say these words that you don't understand what I'm saying, okay? Because it's, but we don't understand, we don't know what it means. There's two separate Hanhogas in the world. Hanhogas Schavo Enesh and Hanhogas Ayichud. Hashem functions in the world on two completely different systems, which have nothing to do with each other, and yet they must exist in somehow some coordinated, but we don't know what it means. The one is Hanhogas Schavo Enesh. Hashem says, "Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. You don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. If you do, there's consequences." The word punishment. There's consequences. You eat from the Eitz Hadas, you die. The Eitz Hora comes inside of you. 6,000 years of Golus. Blah 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 blah. That's it. I don't want you to do it, and you did it. However, in the Hanhogas Hayichud, in Hashem's world where everything is all one and there's no differentiation or whatever, okay, Adam Rishon did exactly what he was supposed to do. What does that mean? Okay. I'm just telling you the words I heard from Rav Yaakov Hill. And he told just privately, I wouldn't have said anything, but the fact is he said it in a public shiur, so I'm petrified to say things like this. It's. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the words mean. If you want to ask him, go ask him what it means. I don't know what it means. It means there's two separate systems functioning here. Somehow in Hashem's world, they all reconcile and everything's nice. In our world, we don't know. We live in the world of Schav Enesh. I think it's called the Hanach Schav Enesh and Oseh Yichud. Ask Grail, he was there, and Alon. We spoke about this at length. I remember arguing about it for days. This whole
then, how can he be punished for it? Because
in the Olam Schav Enesh, you get
the
job.
No.
I don't know what all that means.
Well, that's maybe why he's confused. That's why he did what he was meant to do then. Then he comes here and now he hasn't done the right thing.
Yeah, no.
Once again, I said I don't know what this means. If you find out what it means, tell me. I don't know what it means. It means in our world, you've got to do what you've got to do. In Hashem's world, the world's unfolding the way he wants it to unfold. What's my business? How's it going to unfold? We don't know. What happens if Adar Rishon not eating from night to dusk, or some of that in the Anachzik, that would also be what Hashem wanted. We can't understand these multiple things because we don't understand what it means. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, when he asked your question, how can you have Hashem know everything and have foreknowledge of what's going to be, and ask like Bechira? Because Hashem knows before the event happens that I'm going to do A. So now I get to the moment in time, could I choose to do B?
Hashem's foreknowledge is different to our foreknowledge.
Hold on a second. Yeah, no, that's the Mokum Chamat. Do you understand? That's your question. I couldn't choose to do B because Hashem already knows that I'm going to do. I say, how can I have a chira? That's the question. Says Rambam, we don't understand what Hashem's foreknowledge means. What does it mean? We don't understand what it means Hashem's knowledge. We're talking about a system where we have no clue. So how can you talk about space and time and fore and before and a chira? We don't even know what we're talking about. I mean, that's how he leaves the sugya. It means we don't understand. The Rabbit goes a bit. I think no, the Rabbit says this. The Rambam just says, I think we can't understand. I think the Rabbit comes along and says, we don't understand. No, I can't remember. I haven't looked in the sugya for a long time. I didn't shamber.
How does that work with
but we're not trying to understand the Chet of Adam Rishon. We're trying to understand Avram Avinu. Remember Avram Avinu took over Adam Rishon's role of being a Baal Bechira. By the way, you know what the purpose of the world is? The purpose of being a frum Jew is to become a Baal Bechira, is to become Torah tuned, unpredictable, is to become more and more making Bechira decisions as opposed to just acting out pre-existing compulsions.
To do what Hashem does.
To be a Baal Bechira, that's Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate Baal Bechira. He can do whatever he wants. He's not at all compelled by any pre-existing.
Not about the
who?
Us.
Baal Bechira is everything I do out of choice. The most godly thing a person would do is be a Baal Bechira, is to make a choice.
Not about
the hearing the Torah, then you say looking at the Torah, so you have a choice after reading the Torah.
Yeah, he has to abide by his own rules.
Because he chooses to. He could choose not to. He could create the world again tomorrow and choose not to. That's because he chooses to put himself into that system, but it's an act of Bechira. The ultimate act of Bechira, by the way. The ultimate act of Bechira is to use your Bechira to give up your Bechira and just become totally bound to Hashem. That's the ultimate act of Bechira. That's what David HaMelech managed to attain. I think they said the last one that did it was David HaMelech. So don't go out there trying to do it. Don't try going out there shechting it. The ultimate act of Bechira, you hear this? I mean, ultimate act of Bechira is to use your Bechira so that you shouldn't have Bechira, so that you always do what Hashem wants. You never leave it to chance. You never leave it to you. You give yourself up so much to Akash Bolcho that you cease to exist.
Can do that.
That's the highest.
That's the apples, in a way.
That's how they became the Merkava. They became Hashem Shira. They became that which is, you didn't see them, you just saw Hashem. When you looked at them, you saw Hashem. They got out the way completely.
We can't understand.
You're not giving up your Bechira.
No!
I mean, you become attached to something that's the ultimate Bechira.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. The ultimate act of Bechira is using your Bechira to give up your Bechira, so that you become part of the greater Bechira.
Isn't that
good? B'tochen's part of it. Imunah's part of it. Of course, it's all part of it. Avin, Yira, and Mirchain is also all part of it. Of course. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's all. Let's just finish the paragraph quickly before we get interrupted. וגם השאלה הראשון נעשה לזה בחירה חופשית. האם לשמוע בכל השם או לא? אדם הראשון ניצל אז כל אחד בחירה שלו, היא יזדיז בחירה, והשתמש בו בכיוון הלא נכון. אם בו אוכל לך מעץ הדס, היא צ'אז שהיא תעיף את הדס. הוא נכנה מור עץ המערכת סיבי ונאמה, כי נחמד העץ, למה ראית? וזה ביור הפרסיסטן, הוא לא הסעלה למישהו הגבוה ממערכת סיבי סביב של הטבע, אלא הכניס את עצמה לתוך מערכת הטבעיס. He plunged himself into the system of nature. לא בכך חופץ השם, that's not what Hashem wanted. ולכן, מכאן ואילך, from now on in, נגזר עליו לייס דבוק לטבע. אדם הראשון, that's all us, we're all little, אדם הראשון is now cleaving to the natural system, which literally means that the Yetzer is now a part of him. הוא גורש מגן עדן, he's thrown out of גן עדן, ונאלץ להסעסק בכל עניין הטבע. And now he's going to get involved in the natural world. Becharisha, Bezriya, Bekatira, Bekol, Yes, Amalachas. Now he wants to eat, he has to go out there and he's got to function in the natural world. He can't function in the Gan Eden, the Marechet of what's called Gan Eden. That's what Adam Rishon did. Becheshman, he knew what he was doing. What Avraham Avinu came along was, came back and became that thing which was Bishvili Nivra Olam. The Olam wasn't created, the world wasn't created for man to go and be part of the natural system. There were animals for that. Hashem didn't need man, and Hashem didn't create the world for the animals. He created the world for man. What is man? That which is Bishvili Nivra, the world is created for me. What for? For Bechira. If you look carefully, you'll see that all a human being is Bechira. A human being is a murkav, is a hybrid of what's called the Gufin and the Shamas. An animal and an angel. Correct? What happens when you join together? An angel doesn't have Bechira. And an animal doesn't have Bechira. But when you take those two things and you put them together, you get a thing called me. What is me? All I am is that ability to have Bechira. That's all I am, is Bechira. Everything that's not Begeda Bechira, Kol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yiru Shemayim, that's Hashem. It's not me. It's not me. You're your goof, you're your neshama. Who are you? You're neither. Elokai neshama shenasota bi, God, the neshama you gave me, who's saying that? And who's saying Asher Yotza? The two brachas you make in the morning. The one is about the guf, Asher Yotza is about the guf. Who's saying that bracha? The guf? So does the guf make brachas? The neshama? The neshama is excited about being able to go to the bathroom? Who's saying that? And Elokai neshama shenasata bi? Who's saying thank you for the neshama? The guf? The guf doesn't want a neshama. And the neshama is thanking Hashem for giving himself to himself? Who are we talking about? I'm talking about the person. Who's that? That's your, that's Bechira. Great Shabbos.